You come home late one night to find that our house is seemingly empty. That's strange, since I'm usually the first one home. This wouldn't be much of an issue for normal couples, but, well, I'm a hellhound. And you know that you're going to be hunted. With this in mind, you figure that it's best to hide, since I won't be happy if you don't play along.
Where are you, cutie? You know you can't hide forever. Does it excite you? Because I'm certainly excited. Hiding under here. Oh, well, I would have been slightly disappointed if my husband chose such an obvious spot. I've got you. I can't believe you chose the closet. I could have ended this game halfway through searching the room, but I gave you a few pity moments. But I guess you never were that good at hiding. That's how we met, after all. Oh, don't give me that look. I know that you were only running because you were scared and shy. I mean, come on. Tell me you wouldn't have jerked off to the sight of me had I let you go. We both know the truth. Anyway, why didn't you call me to get you when you were done with work? It's freezing out there, and I didn't want you to get sick. Sweetie, I'm a hellhound. The only thing that can touch you is me. That goes for whatever gods and nature who might harm you. Don't forget the reason why troublemaking monsters clear the area whenever you go somewhere. Even when you're not with me. Besides, it's so close to Christmas. What kind of slave business is your boss running to keep you working like this? Listen, I know why I'm still working. I'm making sure that the scum don't hurt you and others like you. There's a reason why police units practically require you to have a hellhound. You work an office job that you refuse to leave. So, what if the pay for the alternative I want for you is lower? I do so well with my work that I have multiple agencies wishing to recruit me. If I didn't like my job, I could take one of them in a heartbeat and get a raise. I'd be making enough for you to be my little house husband. My little husband. But it wouldn't be the same. Sure, I could have you hide whenever I come home. But it isn't the same feeling as smelling you start to sweat when you know you've stepped foot into danger. That's enough of that talk. Did you notice anything different when you walked in? No. Oh, are you tired or oblivious? Oh, well, I guess I can't put it past you, especially since you don't have a nose as good as mine. Well, I definitely know that you are starting to feel strange. I can see your cheeks starting to redden. Your skin is getting sensitive, and you're starting to feel so submissive. It's a special something that happens to my aura when I really, really feel the need to pounce on you. Yes, yes. I know that I want to pounce on you all the time, but with how horny I usually am, it's a bit hard to describe my current situation. I mean, if I could scale my sex drive by a number, how big does that number need to be before it becomes arbitrary? I was going to fuck you either way, but now I'm really going to fuck you. I decided to hold off until I knew your boss would be lenient enough to not take your sick days. God knows you'll need them eventually.
especially with me around.
You still don't understand what I'm saying? Can you not smell my warm wetness, hmm? Even through these pants, I can't stop it. These were supposed to be made for succubi, too. I'm in heat, dumbass. Oh, now it's starting to sink in. Usually I hold off because nothing can control a hellhound, not even heat. But the issue is that the longer it's held off, the stronger the next one will be. I was being so considerate by waiting until we were settled in our home. Settled before I actually fucked you hard enough to keep you from walking for a week. Let me say this as bluntly as possible. The fire that is inside me is now a roaring inferno, hotter than the sun, because I am no longer waiting to fuck for pleasure. I also want pups. You are going to stay under me like a good boy while I use your body and cock like a sex toy until I'm either knocked up or you've come enough times inside me to douse the flames of lust that live there. But oh, there's some good news. You don't have to worry about being cold, no. Because if I was a living space heater before, now I'm a goddamn furnace. Now stay still. I'm carrying you. Fuck the warranty. Oh, we knew that the bed would be used for sex first and sleep second when we bought it. Yes. I don't think I can exactly stop myself, but I feel like I should ask. Are you okay with this? Look, jerk, the love I have for you burns brighter than the lust I feel, okay? I'm going to feel like shit if I rape my own husband. The idea being monsters raping humans is that the human is supposed to fall in love with the monster. Now just tell me, do you want this? Thank God. Now then, let's begin. Don't worry about that, cutie. You can use me as a bed when I'm done. I'm much warmer than the mattress anyway. Don't you think? Oh, my entire body is burning. Ah, do you hear it? My eyes are doing their best to vent the heat. But if they shoot any higher, I might burn this house down. Why the hell are we both still clothed? Let me handle this. Oh, this. This is all mine. Mine. Your body makes me feel feral. I cannot possibly do anything physically that could show just how much I love you, but I can sure try. Ah, you love the way I'm making you feel, don't you? My warm hands gripping your thighs, gently yet pulling them apart, now closer and closer to my dripping cunt. Look how wet it is. Look at it. Now feel how warm it is. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, I love your dick. Oh, I know you love my cunt. I can feel your legs as they start to try to buck, but they won't get out of my grip. No. Merry Christmas, I'm fucking you. Now how is this? Yes. More. I can feel your dick spasming inside me. Are you going to come? Are you going to come? Then do it. Come. Yes.
Ah, no, I'm not done. I want to ride you normally. I know the Amazon surely knew how to fuck a man. But what I really want is to cover you with my body. So adorable. Take my tongue. Oh, that did the trick. Time to put you back inside me. I feel incomplete without you inside me like this. Now it's time to fuck you into the ground. Can you see my tail? God, it might fucking break off with how fast I want to go. Oh God, your eyes. They're mesmerized by me being on top of you, aren't they? Oh, you like what you see? My tits bouncing. Me hungry for you. Ah, you like it, cutie. You just wait. Soon my tits will grow. The production of milk for our pups. The energy your cum gives me will help me make milk. I will need so much cum. You should try drinking it. You might enjoy it. Not your cum, silly, the milk. Imagine that. There really wouldn't be much stopping us from fucking for hours on end. And don't think that just because I'm pregnant, I can't still do this to you. If anything, the hormones in my body will make me this obsessed with you more often. Cock. I hope your boss understands, because there will be months. I will need you in my arms' reach so I don't go insane. Fuck. I can feel another orgasm coming. If we can both come at the same time, that will basically guarantee that I am pregnant. Come on. Give me pops. Empty your balls into my fertile cunt. Yes. I think you did it. This time next year, you'll be celebrating Christmas with 3 to 5 more faces. Yes, we really do have that many children. It's the wolf in us. Oh, come here, sweetie. I'm going to roll onto my back. I want you to lie on top of all 7 feet of me. Good boy. You look so tired. I hope I didn't exaggerate about the sex. I bet you loved it, though. I can see that sly smile. You like getting pounded, don't you? Getting used by your hellhound. Now get some rest. Just because I'm sure you knocked me up doesn't mean the heat won't come back. We have a few more days before this cycle ends, and I want you all rested for later. Yes, rest. Good boy. I'll just run my paw down your back. My tail resting on your leg. Oh, I feel you nuzzling against my chest fur. You're so cute. Sweet dreams, my house husband.